Good afternoon, and welcome to Good News Updates with Living Compassion. I'm pleased to be joined by two guests today, Melissa and Tasha, who are here to speak with us about their experience with recording and listening training, specifically the six-week class curriculum. Welcome, Tasha and Melissa.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, Tasha.
Great.
Let's see if Melissa is with us. Hi, Melissa.
Great to be here.
This is so fun to have both of you on. So maybe what we could do is have Melissa, if you want to start us off and just tell us a little bit about your experience of the class and maybe not giving away any of the particular exercises, but anything else you want to talk about.
Yeah. I just had such a great deepening experience with the class, and it was actually the second time that I had taken the class, and the first time I took it, I was having a lot of resistance and challenge with the listening part of recording and listening, and was talking about that in the class, and the second time I took the class, I really have had just such a huge breakthrough with that listening part and really kind of experiencing on a deeper level what's intended there, I think what's intended, and how powerful it can be.
Yeah. How powerful it can be, and how powerful it can be to really stick with something. You know, you take the class, and you notice this resistance to listening. And, you know, you've been doing awareness practice for a while, so, you know, you kind of get a sense, oh, maybe I should take it again and keep going with that, right? That's what happens, right? We kind of just stick with it. We don't get turned off by that resistance. Instead, we hang in there. And, wow, what's on the other side for us? Just really, really powerful.
Yeah, because the resistance is actually kind of a big red arrow that there's something really juicy here. If you can get through this, there's going to be something really, really delicious on the other side. And in this case, that's definitely been my experience.
Boy, that's so fun. I imagine that's something great to record and listen to, that experience, that resistance is actually a big red arrow that says, boy, there is something juicy here. I'm going to go for it. Because we forget that, don't we? Even though you're really clear right now, that's one of those things recording and listening can really help us with. Oh, wait, resistance means keep going, stick with it.
Right. And when it's, you know, when it seems like it's fresh content or content that you just haven't gotten to the place that you're ready to cross that bridge, then it seems like a stop sign. But when you're ready with that particular piece of content, it's such a green light.
Wow, such a green light. And did you, we want to switch the pot here in a couple minutes, but did you want to say anything else about that place of the listening and what you saw in the listening aspect?
Yeah, it actually happened during class where we had an exercise where we really focused on the listening piece, and it was kind of described in more detail as that place of compassionate listening. And I was just really moved to tears, actually, listening to the struggle that I had just recorded and the struggle that I was going through, and really was able to arrive at that place of feeling for that person and at the same time, you know, really believing in them, but not really believing in the problem. Because from center, that problem isn't a problem. That person is adequate to that. And it's such a shift in perspective from the place of the person who does the recording. I mean, it's just night and day. And so to really appreciate that listening, that act of listening can actually help us make the movement to center.
That's so huge, isn't it?
Yeah, it's huge. Really huge.
That active listening can move us to that place of center. And again, we can see why there's the resistance. You know, it moves you to tears. And you can see the person and see that there actually isn't a problem. And you can see the adequacy. And it just, like you said, brings you right to that place of clarity and compassion and presence. Wow.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Pasha, do you want to let us know about your experience?
Yes. So this was my first time taking a class, but I'm just taking a note that I can take this class again. So this is just a great idea just dropped in. And I also noticed the resistance, as conditioned voices would say, oh, yeah, I've been doing recording and listening, you know, for a while now. I know how to do it. I don't need a class. So there was a sign that I actually want to take a class.
Yeah, it's kind of that similar theme of, oh,
yes.
Okay, therefore, I think I want to take the class then. Thanks for pointing that out to me. Got it.
Yeah. And I discovered so many new things that that's kind of refreshing and new, and the whole structure of a class is it's now looking back, I see that it's quite substantial on itself, the recording and listening, like what you would think. Oh, it's just two things, you know, recording and listening. But the way to do it and how to do it, it's broken down in such doable steps, and it's kind of addressing everybody and including, and it becomes like manageable practice. I remember.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, thank you for that, Pasha. So, you know, we can look and go, well, there's two things. There's recording and listening. But it's actually a skill that we need to practice. And I like what you said, that it's broken down so that we can actually learn those skills. And it becomes something manageable. And it sounds like something that you were, wow, I kind of thought I knew recording and listening, and there's kind of all of these fresh, new experiences with this tool that I hadn't had before.
Yes. It's overwhelming to start with, like, oh, yeah, I have to do recording and listening and every day, and it's kind of like shocking for the system. But when it's broken down in the small steps, assignments, then these assignments I can do, and it's a simple, it's clear, it's a small step, and then another small step, and another small step, and wow, in 6 weeks, you know, we've done the whole curriculum of so many exercises, and those exercises brought up so much content and so much depth to that content that is just unimaginable from the beginning.
Wow, there was a lot in that, Pasha. But that place, it sounds like, because, you know, Pasha, you've been practicing a long time, and that this would be perfect for somebody who's been practicing a long time or is a complete beginner. That place, I mean, it just sounds so kind how you describe it, that it's just one step at a time. It's like, okay, well, how do I do this? Okay, well, how about this assignment? Okay, and it sounds like doing it together as well, you know, especially in that class format. You have that structure, you said, and you have that support. And as you were saying, you know, we can apply our content, any content to this tool, and you just saw it through those 6 weeks, just the depth of what you got to see and the content that you were looking at.
Yes, exactly. Just having 6 weeks and classes with Sangha, with a coach, with somebody who is guiding us through that experience, it's already a huge deal of participating and being present and being together. It's already an experience of itself. But not only that, it also trains me and helps me to kind of review what is it this practice entails. You know, what kinds of recordings to do and when to do that and how to include it into a daily schedule and so many things around this practice that makes it practical, not just I should do, but it's after 6 weeks, it got me rolling with it, and now I still get those reminders about the class assignments, but now those reminders serves me is to continue the practice, and uh-huh. I can do it.
Yes, yeah, you can do it, and there's the support to do it, and just seeing you know all those benefits of learning the tool, how practical it is, getting some support to do that, and then there's just the experience that we all love with practice, which is just participating and being guided and having that experience too. Wow.
Yes.
Well, thanks so much, Pasha.
Uh-huh. Oh, just one last thing is the another benefit I'm experiencing now, unexpected, is all those recordings we created during the class, made from that deep place where we reach. Now, when I listen to them, it's like somebody is taking care of Pasha, something him. Kind of one step at a time, and those are invaluable.
Wow.
Thank you.
Well, Pasha, thank you so much. And if you are interested in, taking the class again, I have some insider information that the next class will be starting up the first week in June, and that should be posted to the website and an email coming out shortly.
Great.
So for you and other people who are interested, check it out. And I think also people can look on the website under the 2017 programs and find information there, and you can email rltrainer@livingcompassion.org.
Great.
So thank you again, Melissa. And thank you. Yeah, good. Awesome. Thanks again, Pasha.
Thank you.
Thanks, Melissa.
Thank you.